This episode is brought to you by Mr. Sister.
Mr. Sister is a queer-owned, award-winning erotic boutique in Providence, Rhode Island.
As a sex shop that actively celebrates all sexualities, Mr. Sister focuses on listening to personalized client needs.
Featuring environmentally conscious toys, toys designed with limited mobility in mind, and toys made by local independent artists, Mr. Sister is more than just a business.
They are an active member of the queer community and a place for all people.
Mr. Sister, more toys than the devil has sinners.
Welcome to Oral Sex, a queer sex podcast where we're finally entering the real world.
This story is a little different. All the sounds you'll hear were recorded during a real encounter. Nothing fictional to hear here.
The narration is a true first-hand account written by the people who had sex, but it was performed later by actors. It's complicated.
Enjoy.
Welcome to my bedroom. This sound that's fading in around you, that's the actual sound of silence in my room around midnight on a Saturday. When I started this recording, I was sitting there on my bed, waiting for Riley to arrive for our sex date. It was a big date. We had two plans. First, Riley was going to introduce me to kink for the first time. And second, we were going to record it. I'd been really wanting to try out kink for years, but it had just never been the right moment with a partner. Riley was someone who had some experience with this stuff and who I really trusted. They were actually the first person I ever had sex with. We hadn't really hooked up in a few years, but we'd stayed close friends, and it only seemed right that they'd guide me in my first kink experience. So earlier that Saturday, before the recording you're hearing now, we met up to talk about what exactly I wanted to try. Both of us were into power play, so I decided to ask Riley to top for me. I'd be the bottom. Later that night, they were on their way over. This is the sound of Riley arriving and us setting stuff up in the bedroom. You can sort of hear us talking in the background, but I don't want you to hear my real voice, so we're going to skip some of the chit-chatting. Who needs that anyway? You came here for sex. So here's how the sex starts. We sat on the bed, and Riley reached out for my face to pull me in and kiss me. They sucked my lip, and I grabbed their shoulder and started to rearrange my limbs so I could pull myself in closer. I straddled them and pressed in against their body. Now that I was on top of them, my head was above theirs, and it was just a little difficult to keep kissing them. I let my chin tilt back and felt their mouth move to my neck. They sucked on my skin, and it felt amazing. I grabbed Riley's back and then their ass as I pressed my hips in to rub myself against their stomach. They pulled my t-shirt off over my head and began moving their mouth away from my neck, down toward my chest, approaching a red and pink lace bra I'd put on specially for this event. Their hand moved up my stomach and over my breast, and my nipple tingled at the touch. Riley squeezed, and my breathing got heavier. They then moved their hands down to my pants and started to undo the buttons. My jeans were tight, stopping me from wrapping my legs around Riley like I wanted to. I was excited to get them off, so I lay down and lifted my hips to help Riley pull the pants away. When they were finished, I tried to sit up, but they shoved me back onto the bed. It was the first moment I could see Riley transitioning into top mode. It was exciting. Holding me down, they straddled my hips and leaned over on top of me. I started to lift one of my legs, and they immediately grabbed me by the knee and pulled my legs up so that my thighs wrapped around them. As we kissed, I felt them start to just get a little rougher, sucking my lip in and then biting it and holding on to it, letting it slowly drag back out. Soon they reached down to pull off my bra. Once it was off, they started moving their mouth down toward my nipples. I have really sensitive nipples, and they started to get super tingly as soon as Riley even approached them. I squirmed a little from anticipation, and Riley grabbed my wrists and held them together above my head. Then they started to suck and bite my nipples. They bit me gently at first, then harder, and then they pulled my nipple up between their teeth so that it slowly dragged out. I arched my back and lifted up my hips to grind up on them, but they pushed me back down, not letting me get the satisfaction of feeling my clit against their body. Suddenly, they sat up and reached for their bondage tape. I smiled and asked what they were going to do with it.
I'm going to tie your wrists together above your head.
They tore off a strip of the blue tape, and I held up my hands for them to tie.
Tell me if it's too tight. Yeah, maybe a little tighter.
They wrapped the tape around my wrists so that they were bound. And then they pulled me a little further down on the bed so that there was space for my arms to lie flat above me. Once they positioned me how they wanted, they said,
"So you said you have a vibrator?"
"Yes."
"Where is it?"
"On the left side of my dresser, in the bottom drawer." They stood up and left me flat on the bed as I watched them look through my stuff until they found the vibrator. Then they came back to my side, turned it on, and held it in front of my face.
"I want you to lick this."
Arms still above my head, I opened my mouth for Riley to put the vibrator inside, while I licked and sucked it like a cock. After a minute, they took the vibrator from my mouth and moved it down my body, touching it first briefly to my nipples. And then sliding it over my vulva. And eventually focusing in on my clit. It felt so good. They then moved the vibe over me in tiny circles, and my pleasure built up as they went. As Riley kept going with the vibrator, they straddled one of my legs and began to grind on it. As the sensations started to get more intense, I closed my eyes and felt Riley pushing harder into me. After a few minutes, the vibrator was too much and I asked for a break. Riley slid off me and turned it off, and we both took a second to breathe, coming down from the sensations. But we weren't done. In a few seconds, the break was over, and Riley told me to flip over onto my stomach. I complied, flipping over with my hands still tied together over my head. I couldn't see Riley, but I felt them move behind me and straddle one of my legs. At that moment, I got so excited because I knew what was coming. I really wanted to be spanked. Riley lifted up my hips and slid their knee in underneath me, between my thighs, so that my cunt was resting on their leg as they knelt. My back was arched, pushing my butt upward, exposed and ready in front of them.
Is hitting okay?
Yes. They started to spank me. It tingled and just barely stung. I loved the feeling, and I wanted them to spank me harder. They kept going, hitting again and again, and getting a little faster.
Your skin is getting red. I love watching it.
As they hit me, I could feel my clit starting to pulse against their thigh. I started moving my hips to rub against them. As I moved, my legs moved underneath them, rubbing between their legs. From behind me, I heard them start to moan. I pushed my tied wrists down into the bed and arched my back upwards so I could look back at them. As my head came within reach, they grabbed a handful of my hair and pulled it. I asked if I could have my vibrator again. They picked it up from the floor beside the bed and turned it on. I arched my hips so that Riley could reach underneath me, and soon I felt the vibrator on my clit. The vibrator was now between their thigh and my clit. I pressed into it. I started rocking my hips and grinding down into the vibe, feeling it massage my clit while the rest of my cunt pressed into Riley's thigh. As I moved, I suddenly felt their fingertips slip just barely into my ass. Every time I rocked, their finger pressed in, and I felt the pleasure spread there, too. I moved harder and harder, feeling all the sensations grow, and feeling Riley grind into my leg from behind as we both got louder and I started to come. As my orgasm finished and my movement started to slow, Riley turned off the vibrator. They moved to lie down beside me, and we both took a minute to catch our breath again. Then, slowly, they kissed me and unbound my wrists so we could both wrap our arms around each other to rest.
You've been listening to Oral Sex Season 2, coming to you from AS220 in Providence, Rhode Island.
You can listen to more stories and find resources about sexual health, consent, queerness, reality, and other good things at oralsexx.com. That's A-U-R-A-L sex with two X's. You can also follow us on Instagram at Oral Sex Podcast, on Twitter at Oral Sex X, and if you're feeling really intimate, you can find us on iTunes and leave us a review.
This story was unscripted. Special thanks to the Imminent Stella Mensa for our theme music. Additional music can be found on our website. This episode was also voiced by two anonymous actors. And we'll leave you with this.
I arched my back and lifted up my hips to grind upon them.
Can you start to grind? Because I feel like
grind upon.
Yeah, I grind upon them. Other than that, this is perfect.
Yeah, you're doing great. It's so great. Okay.